Sheffield us.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys were arrested, put into separate police cruisers, taken off to a holding cell, like in City Hall, actually. And you've been down there for like maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. Since you're all kind of separate, you know, and there's guards watching you and everything, you don't really get a chance to talk. But finally a guard comes down. He's like, all right, Ghostbusters, the mayor's ready to talk to you guys. So, all right, everybody get up. And they follow you out, and you go through City Hall, like, you know, through the main floor, and you're going up because, you know, it's a few floors.
I hand the guard the release from Damages paper.
With your handcuffed hands, you reach into your pocket and hand it over.
I have a business card for that.
So you are still handcuffed, and you're still handcuffed, and they take you up to the mayor's office, and there's about two guards out. There's two police officers or security guards that stand outside, and the mayor's office is like at a corner office of the building with like nice panoramic windows, so you can see most of the city. And he's like, well, okay. He's you can take their handcuffs off, so like, you know, they come in and they sit down. He's like, all right, do you guys want to start telling me what's going on? I mean, obviously, I put out a warrant for your arrest. I have...
Dick move.
I have Mr. Friedman's on his way to help clear some things up. Is there anything you want to tell me before he gets here? Anything you want to confess to me and some of the officers here before he can arrive?
Yeah, there's a friggin' Aztec god that's going to be assembled here in Orlando, and if we don't do anything, you're going to be the first mayor of New Tlaloc.
He just kind of shakes his head, and he's like, all right, well...
Can I just ask where our car is right now?
He's like, I don't know. He says, look, can you just tell me what's really going on? Because, I mean, now I'm being told by some of the other officers that because no one can get through to your offices... People started to call the police, and they're reporting ghosts are running around. Tell me what you did to make this happen, and we can make this a lot easier.
We got arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we were in the middle of a huge investigation where some very sensitive materials were coming into play, and we just got correspondence from the Ghostbusters up in New York to tell us how dangerous this is. The moment we find out about this and you can do something about it, you and your officers cart us out of there.
He says, well... I think that maybe you guys are responsible for this, trying to drive up your business. I don't necessarily... Still, because he's never seen a ghost. His belief only goes so far as people who said that they've seen one.
We can prove it. You want ghosts, we got them.
he says, look,
I... bring a field trip in here.
you can do a ride-along. How's that?
So anyway, he continues to try and get this information
out of you. Left the colonel for him to hang out with.
He basically expresses that he thinks that you guys faked it, you know, that you released chemicals into the air because he heard from another representative at the EPA.
Right. We have a hallucinogen that makes you only see ghosts.
Yeah, it's like, well, he doesn't know, he doesn't care. But while he's still talking to you guys, the door to the door to the mayor's office just bursts in, and Detective Whitewood comes in, and he's like, "You gotta let these guys go right now, Your Honor. The city is going nuts. I don't know what's going on, but I've seen this is for real. You gotta let them go."
He's seen shit that'll turn you white.
Yeah, Detective Whitewood. He's really trying hard. He just you know, the secretary's like, "Sir, I tried to stop him from coming in." It's, you know, the whole thing, and the mayor's just like, "If you want to talk, I'll talk to you after them. You just wait outside." And he's not having it. They're having an argument.
I think you need to listen to my man Joey here.
Dude, yeah. He saw me jump into another dimension.
Look, I don't care. I don't care what you're charging us with. You can throw me in jail. You can convict me, whatever, after we save the world. Not till then.
So the
mayor... I'll serve 10 life sentences.
Yeah. The world. So the mayor's sitting here, and he's got, you know, Detective Whitewood's totally going to bat for you guys. And the mayor's just like, oh, so just let you walk away right now. And then, you know, hope you see, and you're going to turn yourself in later?
Or you can let the cops come with us.
Yeah.
What, give you back these nuclear weapons that you guys have?
Have you ever seen them weaponized? Have we ever used them against the citizen?
He says, well, I got a long list of stuff that you guys did that says that at least it's very dangerous and can cause a lot of damage, if not possibly kill somebody. Well, I don't know you guys that well.
I stood in the way of it and didn't kill me. I'm still here.
That's not true.
How do you know?
Mayor didn't say that. I'm saying that. You did not stand in the middle of a proton beam.
But, he doesn't know that.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. He doesn't know that, but he just doesn't believe you.
Right, I'm a scientist. I built one of these things that nearly killed, didn't kill.
So while he's talking to you guys, and he's, you know, being an asshole, you can see through the window behind him, dark clouds start circling over the city, and You're pointing. You start pointing. He doesn't care. He's just holding an index finger up, like He just keeps talking, totally oblivious, and saying all the stuff he's gonna do. You know, if you guys, he's gonna throw you in jail and everything else for all listing off all the different things that you're gonna be arrested for.
I just picture the judge from the second movie, where he's like, "Yeah, but sir."
Yeah, no, sir. Yes, but. So he just keeps talking.
Hang on, like, do I still have my goggles on my head?
No, you don't have any equipment. Yeah, you don't have any equipment with you. And Whitewood is seeing this too, and he's obviously getting like it's got his attention. He's starting to get a little bit scared. He interrupts the mayor. He's like, "Your Honor, look. This something very bad is happening. Just give these guys their equipment. I'll take as many officers as you'll allow. We can escort them. You know, we need to at least stop a panic from happening. People are very scared. Things are about to go really bad." But as he's saying this again, like the clouds are really dark, and there's like there's the sounds of thunder and everything, and you see like a bubble burst, like another PK surge. From where you would imagine, from where you guys would know where the science center is, like just a bubble of energy, just, and then it sure enough just expands, and it just goes through every building, and it comes, it's coming your way. It just takes several seconds because it's so far away. Sure enough, it just comes through City Hall, just rocks the building, papers go flying, and things get knocked off shelves and everything like that. And everybody, you know, the mayor obviously stops talking because this was something huge that just happened. Feels like the end of the world is starting to happen.
Hey, Whitewood. You want to be an honorary Ghostbuster for a day?
Well, did you feel that?
Yeah, it's like
I can taste that.
Yeah, it's like you guys see everything happening through the window here, and way off in the distance where you know the science center is, you start to see an ectoplasmic pyramid rise level by level, coming out of the ground where the science center was, and it gets to be about like 450 feet. It's massive. It's like, it's, you know, the square shape of it is huge, takes up like a block, and it just goes up and up and up, and it, I mean, and light starts pouring out of it, sucking in clouds. I mean, it's the end of the world, so.
Sir, I don't think they have a permit for that building.
I think you have bigger experience
than that. Look behind you, Mayor.
Yeah, he's like, already seeing this. Like, when the shockwave came, he turned and looked at the window, and he's just aghast. He's just completely.
It's like, so I can't believe that you'd be the mayor of a city that would let somebody build a building that tall on top of swampland. I'm sure this is a protected area.
You gotta be drunk as a tick on stump liquor.
So we're just gonna go to jail, right? We're not dealing with this.
The mayor is like in shock because he's seeing this, and now how do you argue, you know, with something like that? Now in the room, there's you guys, there's the mayor, Detective Whitewood, and there's one officer that's in the room. So the mayor is looking at you guys, and he's like, I don't know what exactly is going on, but we're gonna put you guys into a holding cell. I'm gonna hold on you guys being arrested, but we're gonna put you away before I'm gonna figure out what's going on.
We're leaving, Mayor.
Yeah,
you can't stop us, and we need to save the world.
And as you're saying this, as he's threatening to hold you guys, you hear people start to scream inside City Hall. Like there's something's going on out in the hall.
So hey, Mayor, where's our equipment? Because we have job.
Well, before you can even start talking again, you're hearing a commotion happen, and Whitewood just goes and he opens the door to take a look, and you can see that there are just ghosts flying around the entire room. There's many, many ghosts, and women are screaming, you know, guys are running around, and it's kind of mayhem. So Whitewood just sort of closes the door, and he's like, "We gotta get you guys out of here." He says, "I'm gonna go." He looks to the other officers in the room, and he says, "Where's their equipment?" And he tells them it's like on the second floor.
How many extra packs do we have?
We had one in the car.
We have one
flying lower.
How many extra packs do we have at the fire?
I thought we had four extra, and I took apart.
I think you
one.
Have four extra.
Yeah, but one,
how
one's
many
taken
cars
apart
you
have?
I think you have extra. One in the car, and I think you have four extra at the fire.
So we have one for each of us, and then an extra one.
Yeah.
For each.
So you have a total of 10.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's like, he's like, "All right, I'm gonna get you guys your equipment." And as he's talking about how he's gonna try and get you guys out of here, a ghost comes flying through the door. Looks like the Grim Reaper. It's not the Grim Reaper, but he looks like the Grim Reaper. He's a skeleton, like from the waist up. And he's wearing like dark hood and like a black shroud, no eyes, you know.
Hello, Mr. Reaper.
Yeah, he's not the Grim Reaper, but he flies in, and he looks, and he's just, you know, laughing hysterically and just full of evil, just, you know, being free or whatever. Well, first he's gonna do a terrorize move on everybody. Yeah, everybody give me a cool roll.
One.
I have an 18. 19.
I have an 8.
12.
I had 13.
All right, everybody's terrorized. He is very scared. He seems to be very powerful. But Whitewood, I'll say that he's not as terrorized as everybody else. Like, you guys are just completely, like, frozen in place. But Whitewood, he knows so badly he wants to help. So he's less terrorized, so he's going to make a run for the door. Then he's like, I'll be right back! And he goes to run. This guy, this ghost, he's going to float up to the mayor. He slams his ghostly hand into the mayor's chest. He throws his skeletal arm into the mayor's chest. It's ghostly, so it goes through him. And he clutches his hand, and the mayor falls down, dead, right onto the ground.
God damn it, we're getting blamed for this.
And now, I will say, you guys do know, because I mean, I don't know if any of you ever walked into City Hall in Orlando, there is a defibrillator, like, on every floor, basically. So, and you guys would know that anyway.
Oh, I'm an ex-EMT, too!
Yeah, so there is a defibrillator, like, outside, but at this moment, Whitewood comes running back up, and he has, like, a cart that he's just like, gangway! And he just runs it, bam, through the door, you have three proton packs, he's got three proton packs on the top part of the cart, below it's got the two slime blowers, it's got, like, PK, everything else is just thrown on there, and he just comes in with the cart. He's like, here! And so, like, so you have all of your equipment back. I assume you put it on, you were not gonna hesitate.
Yeah. Gear it up.
But since he runs in, I'm gonna have his ghost. He's gonna try to grab, Whitewood. He reaches in, and he grabs his heart, and you can see him grabbing it. You see Whitewood, like, he's like, it hurts, and he's struggling. He's able to pull himself down, but he's, like, very pale, and he's on the ground, and he can't really move. He's out for the count for now. I'll say, since that was about a minute, if you guys want to try and break your terror, give me one more cool roll and see if you can snap yourselves out of this, because this buddy just...
Joey's my buddy. I have his number on my paper.
All right, Blake and Poole are out. You guys snapped out of it.
I run up and just kick.
You want to kick him?
The ghost as hard as I possibly can in the face.
Okay,
just try to get him off.
You've got Josh's boots on,
right?
The ectoplasmic boots. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You kick him, and just so as he's over Whitewood, Whitewood falls. Whitewood's fallen to the ground. He turns, just right to the face. You completely knock him. He goes through a wall. I'll say by now, this will give you guys enough time if you put your packs on and everything like that. But the mayor, as far as you can tell, seems to be dead.
Briggs,
on the ground.
This is your chance to redeem yourself.
What am I blamed for?
Be the hero this city deserves.
How many more of these spectral creepers are running through this city right now, murdering people? I don't got time to waste on this dead mayor. We gotta go to the heart of the problem.
Alright, what do you want? It's up to you guys. What do you want to do?
So we need to check on Whitewood, see if he's got a pulse.
Yeah, I mean, Whitewood looked bad. But I mean, so what do you, I mean...
I can get the defibrillator and try and resuscitate the mayor real quick while they get Whitewood out of here and just get everyone away from this area.
All right, what do you get? Is that what you guys want to do?
And I'll hang out back.
I'm leaving. I can't, like.
Well, so do you want to go try and stop it in the building or what? Like.
No, I don't know how many there are. There could be there could be thousands of them.
I'll say now, if you want to, now that you got your equipment back, if you want to look up Tobin's spirit guide and everything else, try and figure out what.
Well, can I just make a basic occult roll?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you want to try and pull it up on your phone or something really
yeah.
quick? Okay, so go ahead and give
me... Do I have my phone? Well, I guess it's on the...
You would have it in the cart or whatever.
Okay.
So go ahead and give me one more quick brains roll.
Was it a cult or just brains?
Let's go with a cult for this one. Okay, yeah. You know this guy, his name is Tregeagle. He was a corrupt magistrate way back in the day. He sort of rose to power during his lifetime, being very influential. And he was so full of hate that he used his power as a magistrate to... wrongfully convict other people that he knew, like that hated him back when he was younger and everything, throw them in jail or execute them. And he had so much hate that after he died, his ghost appeared to convict even more people and appear on witness stands of important trials and just like try and give testimony that and they would lie and if they wouldn't convict somebody, he would just kill them by reaching in and then causing a heart attack by reaching in and squeezing their heart. And you know that he was beaten when someone could convince him that there was a big injustice happening or that somebody wasn't afraid of his abilities or his power. So he's very egomaniacal. You know that that's kind of his weakness. You can appeal to his egotism, but you guys are fully equipped now. So you can tear into him if you want, or you guys can leave. Now I'm going to address with Adam. Adam wants to grab the defibrillator. You want to run back in. Just give me a...
Should be a brain roll.
Yeah, well, give me moves to go grab it.
Okay. At 17, 21, 25.
Yeah, you get it there, and you're back again. Now give me a base brains roll, just to make sure you can...
Is that other cop still in the room?
The officer?
Yeah.
He's fled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Seven, nine.
Nine? That's good enough where you can, because you know how to work.
Yeah.
It's like, so you just, nothing's happening yet. Give me one more brains roll to see what happens. You only have a few minutes, you know, before he's, I'm sure he's done.
17.
17?
Or 18.
18? Yeah. Okay, you, clear. And he flutters his eyes and he's coming back. So I'll say you've saved the mayor at this point, but he's not getting up anytime soon.
Okay, well, I grab him and yank him up.
The mayor?
Yeah, yank him up.
Alright, what are you gonna do with him?
Well, I'm going to use more brownie points, and I'm just going to throw him over my shoulder, and we're getting the hell out of here.
Why are you taking him?
Why are you taking him?
Well, we can't let the mayor die, because if we are going to get blamed for this, I'm going to do everything in our power to get him out of there. I know.
So, just to be clear, we're going to go fight
with the mayor
apocalypse.
On your
backs. No.
And we're taking the mayor with us. That is definitely the sin.
No, wait. No.
We're just
tell Blake here. What Blake said.
Yeah, we're just going to stuff him in a storage closet.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to get him out of the building.
No. I totally agree with Blake.
Put his ass in the storage closet.
Stuff him in and say, stay here, Mr. Mayor.
We'll bring Whitewood because he seems like he
can.
Put the cart in front of
him. I'll say right now, Whitewood is sit up. He's sit up and he's getting his composure back. So if you want, he can hear you if you want to talk to him or whatever. Right. Some of the screaming and stuff has died down.
Yeah.
And if you look
and
out.
Most of City
Hall. Not that way of dying down. But if you open the door and you look, you can see that everyone's kind of calming down or whatever. And you're looking, you're not seeing any ghosts anymore. But you can see out the window. All the ghosts and craziness that was happening inside are all flying up and heading through the air over towards the new pyramid that's over the Science Center. But you see Tregeagle still just moving through all the huge open area that is the inside of City Hall. So he's still going around, but every other like level, class one, class two type of things just seem like wisps.
Do we
want to
grab this guy real quick?
Do we have time?
He's too dangerous.
Yeah, as well.
So are we just going to leave the mayor there and then just take him out in the process?
That's up to you guys. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I just want to be clear of what was happening outside while you guys were talking. The mayor, he's kind of out of it, but he can, you know, he's conscious.
Well, how about we just leave the mayor with him?
That's what I would.
And then we're like, look, if the mayor wakes up, you got to tell him to evacuate the city, period.
Okay.
And place the order.
All right, and then you guys are just going to, in the meantime, so you leave them in the office. And you're gonna go take care of this guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Whitewood's there, just sort of crouched down. He's like, "I got him. Go." So you guys can go. So anyway, you go out into the main open space that's there, and it's flying up and down through the main like center. You know, like there's stairs that go up and around. It's just flying up and down, going crazy. It's chasing people. It hasn't grabbed anybody yet because everyone's kind of fleeing the building. But you guys want to just start opening fire? He's not particularly chasing you guys, but you would get his attention quick.
How corporeal is he?
He's pretty solid.
Do you want to try and net him down or hit him with a net?
He's pretty solid, but he can still go through things. Like he went through. He didn't punch a hole like he didn't actually rip it into someone's chest, but he can go through things. But he is pretty solid looking. It's hard to see through him.
Try to net him down.
You're gonna net him just poof into the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get him like a bird just.
Yeah. 15? You hit him. So it's just alright, so you hit him. And he just goes around him and just like the predator and it just onto a wall. So he just netted him and he just goes onto a wall that's like maybe 1 foot away. But you can see him.
Cool. I'm gonna fire a boson dart this way.
Alright, good. Go ahead.
Take that.
Okay, yeah. Alright, yeah, you hit him. You hit him, yeah, you hit him. It's not as direct of a hit, but you definitely hit him. You definitely do some damage.
Same.
10. Nah, you hit, I'll say that you hit the wall near him, so it's some splash damage, but it doesn't hit him directly. He's still reacting. It's Mike's go. So
I just fired a boson dart. I can't fire another one.
Right. You can still hit him with a regular one, though, but if you hit him with a regular one, you can't fire a boson dart next time. You can only fire a regular one next time, and then you can do a boson dart.
That's fine.
But if you hold it, then you can get it the next time.
Yeah. No, I want to get as much damage on this guy as possible right now, so...
You're going to hold? You're going to withhold?
I'll withhold.
Okay. Adam?
I'll withhold, too.
Okay. Okay, so Blake goes.
Alright, well, I only have slime blowers. Can I just slime him?
Yeah, you can slime if you want, yeah.
11.
You would hit him, because his slime's pretty huge. So yeah, you hit him.
I am going to just fire a normal...
Straight shot
at him. Five and it goes.
Okay, you go to aim for him, and when you fire, you burn a line around where he is, cutting the slime net.
I'm gonna use my ready deck.
Yeah, you're gonna go ahead.
Oh wait, it's fire weapon, right?
Yeah.
Slime net.
What is it?
17, 22.
You hit him. So he's like, immediately gets him back down.
He's like, it's like a floor lower.
Exactly. Wall, you're ready to go with a...
Yep, bows on dart.
All right, go for it. You guys are making quick work of him, which is impressive.
20.
Oh, he's looking bad.
Bows on darting again.
16, you hit him. With a kick.
So, since I didn't withhold my turn, you still can't fire a bow's arm, right?
Right, right.
I can
but you,
just
can,
do
you, can hit,
one,
you can hit regular.
But the next time I can do a bow's arm.
You got a regular.
Got that.
Well, there goes another.
But now, what? Count it up, though.
It's 14 and a ghost.
14 and a ghost? 14, you hit him, which will do the damage, but you do cut him loose. But the damage that you do, he's not focused. He's bloody. He's more than bloody. He's on the edge. So he's like, so you free him. And he's kind of floating, kind of what? And he's trying to figure out where he's going. So he's gonna come and attack. But
he was not prepared.
I grab the trap off of Bull's waist, throw it out under him, and then tether him to it.
Okay. And then all right. So you, go ahead. Just give me a slime tether roll. All
right. It's 22.
22. You hit him, and he's starts pulling him down, and he's struggling against it because he hits the bones. So it's pulling him down.
I open the trap.
Yeah, he pulls down and you open it, and it starts to suck him in, but it's going to need, it's going to need someone to hit him, but it's pulling him down.
All right.
Wall's turn.
I'm going to hit him with the proton stream. 13.
Got a capture stream on him.
That's one.
You got a capture stream. Yeah, now it will be giving me some rules, so you can get him in and trap open. You get it. Yeah. You get him. You guys make quick work of this guy, and you pull him in, and then the trap closes, beeps, you got him. It's sort of across the way, but you've definitely got him in.
Cops see that?
It's done. Let's say, let's just say it is the police. Let's say it is police officers. So they see that happen, and a couple of other office workers who were hiding under desks and everything see that happen.
What the hell are you doing?
And at that point, so yeah, you get him. What do you want to do? Do you want to check back?
Where is our car?
It's at the science center.
Yeah, well,
the pyramid.
That's true, yeah. You would... Yeah. Take an educated guess that's at the science center and that the
as
other...
As well as the head.
The other package had arrived. So, these four cops, they just start, looking around and they, it seems pretty crazy. But at this point, you see the mayor and Whitewood come walking out. But then, the mayor's kind of looking back to his normal self. But he's just like, officers, arrest these men. And he's on his last leg. And Whitewood's
like... Whitewood just drops him.
Yeah, Whitewood was just like... I was just like, I don't. What's the point? Like he just sort of lets him go, and he just sort of stands there. So the cops are kind of torn, and they're sort of like, there's like a standoff happening. If you guys want to just leave, I don't think they're gonna stop you.
Hold on, I got a plan.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna go over to one of the cop cars. And I'm gonna go, we need your vehicles, man.
I saved his life.
The cops say, all right, we're gonna get you a car. So they lead you out, and they take you downstairs and everything. And you can when you finally open the door and get outside, you can still see. Way up in the sky, just everything's floating out to the science center, to this pyramid. And you guys remember in Terminator 2, that SWAT van they got into at the end?
Yeah.
They got one of those. They just toss one of you guys. Who wants the keys? They just get rid of you.
I got it. I can drive recklessly now. This is a time to drive recklessly.
Now, hold on. I'll just say, he gives you the keys. We're going to open the gate for you. Just do what you got to do. So they go over and they open the chain.
I have tried.
Because everything's kind of crazy right now, I did make a routine for driving there using, a D6 and then the randomized thing.
Alright. Toss them at Adam, and then I hit him really hard in the face.
Just punch him.
I punch him really hard in the face.
Not saying anything, just keys.
Yes.
Okay, alright.
And then he hits the ground, I say, don't be dumb.
Adam doesn't get to say, I drive like a nut! I'm just gonna say what the situation is and what he needs to do to get you guys there. Give me just a regular D6. So it has to be ghost side. Okay, you guys go. So you guys load up. So this is like the van or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys get in, slam, close all the doors. You got it packed in. You get in and you go to start and it just goes. Fuck. Now you know something's wrong. But if you give me a brains roll, you can see if you can fix it.
14, 15, 17.
Okay, you know what's wrong. You open it up, you fiddle around with it really quick, you hit the starter, and then it kicks in. So it starts.
He does the mechanics to the engine parts.
Exactly, he does that. And so you're good to go. Alright, so give me another D6. Okay, so you guys are driving. You know, you're going as fast and safely as you can. And as you're driving past, you know, on the streets, people are running. Everyone's scared. It's not quite like no one. The ghosts aren't really attacking people on the streets as much. Like there's every here and there, but they're mostly flying up and stuff. But there, you do see the average ghost floating around, attacking, slamming people and stuff like that. But as you're driving, you see, you know, cars are speeding away, trying to get away from things. And you're about to go through an intersection, but the light is changing. And it's changing a little too fast for you just to screech to a halt. So you need to give me a drive roll to see if you can get through this intersection without slamming into somebody who's panicking and driving around like crazy. 27? Okay, yeah, you make it through. You literally, as you're going through this intersection, because other cars are panicking, they're driving fast, trying to get away, just in between as two cars just on either side. So you get through there pretty
bad boys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Give me another D6.
And a tire blow.
Okay, no. So you're driving along, and you can see the science center.
The car is haunted.
You see what was the science center now is this huge pyramid is getting closer. You're making your way to it, and now would be a good time to.
Hold on. Can I call Nina?
We can't get through
on the cell phone.
On her cell phone.
You can try, yeah.
Okay, can I try and call Nina and say that? Tell her to bring any climbing kit she can get and open and meet us at the time.
Let's just imagine you guys are still in the car and you're swerving, just making your way. Give me just a regular six roll to see if you can get through. Oh, you get through. Okay, yeah, you get through. And Nina's answers. You explain. You want climbing kits. What else?
Climbing
do you want?
Kits, Tobin.
Anything else that you think we need?
And megaphone.
Bullhorn. Yes.
The bullhorn. Yeah.
So bullhorn. She goes, okay. I'll try and
is she
get there.
Proton packs.
Does she want you want extra proton packs?
Yes.
As many as Nina can carry.
Throw it in the back of her car.
She's like,
can you bring the firehouse? Can you bring the firehouse to us? So
bring the beach kit.
For God's sake,
we have beach kits in the car.
It's in the Ecto-1. It's right there.
It's at the science center.
Okay, so yeah. So
thank Christ.
That is the only thing that has delayed the apocalypse.
So she's like, okay, I'll try and get there, and then you hang up. So now, all right, I'll hold it to D1. You roll a 6 with the last thing.
Yep.
So let's say, all right, while you guys are driving, you went through an intersection and just you get to another part of the city, and you can see really quickly people jump off of the sidewalk, and they're being chased by a terror dog. You know the ones from the film. So it's you need to give me a moves roll. You can use your drive roll for this one to try and avoid it. To try and avoid the people and the terror dog, which is just literally just leap right in front of the car.
I was gonna say I'm kind of team avoid people, hit terror dog.
Yeah, because these trucks are reinforced heavily. It could easily.
If you want to try and
just
hit
say
it.
Hold on before.
Well,
you do
the,
it.
Either way, the roll is to avoid hitting.
People. Okay, I want to avoid hitting people. I want to ram the fuck out.
Okay, just try.
Okay.
Give me a thing.
Guys,
give me a roll.
It's gonna get bumpy. 17, 24. Yep.
That's okay. Because you told me your goal was to avoid people but hit the terror dog, I'm gonna say because you didn't get what I was hoping for, I'll say you don't hit people, but at the last minute you realize, I can't worry about hitting the dog. I'm just gonna have to worry about not hitting the people. So you swerve and you end up swerving like fishtailing in such a way that you do hit the terror dog, but not in the way that you wanted. This thing gets clipped by you. And it latches itself onto the side of the van. So now this thing is on the side of the van. And you're just driving this huge thing, spinning out of control. Now, since this thing is now on the car.
This is gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Right. So the terror dog, you know, is on the side of this car. I can either get the moves roll, a standard moves roll, or if somebody wants to give me a muscles roll to reach and lean out of the car and try and punch this
okay,
thing.
Okay, so I wake up.
Oh,
you're
gonna
you
lean
crush
out.
Me, I'm gonna kill you.
So you're gonna lean out and try and punch this thing off of the car?
I'm gonna just try to grab it by its muzzle.
The horns or the muzzle? Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? No, because the muzzle would hurt more. I'm gonna stick my fingers up its nose. And I'm gonna peel it off of the car.
Alright, go ahead.
So we have a brawl.
Peel like a plate.
26.
Alright, so you lean out, you as Adam's driving this thing crazy, you lean out and you're face to maul with this terror dog. You throw its head back and it just has no choice but to let go and just fall away from this thing and spill.
I go back inside and refasten my seatbelt.
Give me one more D6 roll.
Safety first.
Two. Okay, as you guys, so you're going to the science center, or the pyramid at this point. As you guys are approaching, things are getting sort of now a little bit more quiet because people are leaving that area and you're going into it. As you're going into it, you can see more of these sort of class twos and low level ghosts just all coming in onto the area. And as you're driving, you notice they're also getting lower to the ground here. It's getting kind of thick, like love bug season, but worse because they're huge and they're either ghosts. So you're just driving through and just they're all like hitting the car and everything like that. And they all start to notice you. So they're all kind of sticking out of the car now, and they're reaching into the car, or not the car, but this truck, and they're kind of pulling and tugging at all of you guys while you're driving this. So if,
say Josh and I.
We fling the doors open, and me and Pool just start, like, Roadhouse style slamming these guys.
Roadhouse!
Wall! Wall, you're instead. Grab our belts.
So I'm gonna need
fly out of the back of the car.
I'm gonna need a standard moves, not a drive, but a standard moves from since Brigham is driving to see that if you can keep control of the car while they're all pulling, you know, they're pulling at you all over this thing because they're all inside it now.
I use 2 brownie points.
You can use 2 brownie points
because I think this is a very appropriate time to use it.
Just remember, that's also your
and if you guys if you got the gloved hands, you're trying to pull them off, you know, and everything.
I'm gonna do more.
Actually, I didn't use brownie points, but I'm happy I did because that's my team.
Holy crap! No, you're just kind of like you steel face, just driving this thing.
I am a driving
just,
god.
Yeah.
Poker face driving.
Yeah. All these things are all tugging at you and trying to, you know, grab at you.
You're like a mother lion with all the cubs crawling.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, and you just and you pull up to as close to the science center as you guys can, and you make it. So that's the end of the chase routine. But when you guys get as close as you can, there's a large crowd of people who are all sort of standing around watching. There are police, there's fire trucks, it's kind of chaotic. Since you had to leave the thing, you can start walking up and you walk through a crowd of people and some people start to notice that the Ghostbusters, they start parting, you know, way like, let them through, and everyone's kind of happy to see you guys, and the crowd's kind of like, yeah, go get them! You know, like they're very
excited.
This
is our fame.
Like,
this is our fame.
Yeah! So everyone's really pumped. Everyone's really excited to see you guys.
We've been getting points in a while.
Yeah, I know, right?
So everyone's really excited to see you guys. You make your way up to the front line, and there's a bunch of other awesome firefighters in there, who are basically, they just formed a perimeter outside this giant pyramid. They're like, oh, Ghostbusters, okay. What are we dealing with here? What can we do? What can we do to help?
Tell these people to leave.
Take care of them. Get them.
Yeah. Tell them to leave.
Tell them to get in their cars, drive slowly, but out of the city.
Okay.
And tell them to go anywhere away from Orlando, hundreds of miles if possible.
Okay, and at this point, if you look, you can see that where you guys parked the Ecto-1 has been overtaken by the pyramid.
They wrecked the car?
Well, you don't know.
How do we get to that beach, kid?
Now you don't really know, but I'll say from where you guys are standing, which is kind of like at like a corner of this pyramid, you know, it's really huge. You can see that at the base of each pyramid, sort of at the center of each side, there are doorways that lead inside, like into the pyramid. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you can decide. All right, well, you know, maybe the Ecto-1's in there. Maybe like you don't really know, but it's because it's so much. The base of this pyramid is so much larger than what the science center was. It's huge.
It looks like an ancient Aztec pyramid.
It does. No, it totally does. But it's kind of glowing.
Way
and
bigger.
Yeah, it's way bigger. I mean, it's
does it have the traditional staircase at the center that we can just climb?
It is, but it's very narrow and it's over 400 feet tall. So, but there are these doorways that lead at the base of the pyramid that lead inside it as well.
What's going on up top?
Up top, at the top where it's like a sort of like a temple, you see the shaft of light, like a green light that just comes out and it's stretching up into the clouds, and spirits and everything are swirling around, coming down into the top of the pyramid.
I'm really good at climbing things, guys.
There's stairs. But everybody's good at climbing stairs.
Not Jerry.
I guess we have to wait till Lena gets here.
To go up.
Yeah. All right. If you wanted to wait for her, I'll just say that she shows up. She shows up in the car, whichever car it is. We'll say it's my car. I don't know if it's anyone's car. So she comes up. Tobin just runs out and just comes right up to where you guys are. And Nina's, you know, got climbing gear thrown over one shoulder, and she's dragging 2 proton packs as best as she can, but they're really heavy. And she's like, here you guys go. Yeah, the others are in the car. And so if you want to, I mean, I don't know how much more you guys want, but...
Okay, I'm going to take a full set of climbing gear.
Okay, just strap it on?
Strap it on.
Okay.
Before I take off my... Before I replace what I'm wearing with a proton pack, I'm going to try slime in the corner of the
building.
Of the building, see if it has any effect.
Okay, if you slime the corner, the building...
Okay, no reaction.
It just lands on it and just does that.
Okay.
So.
Can I touch it? I just want to feel it.
You can feel it, yeah.
Solid?
No, it's solid, yeah. It doesn't feel like stone. It looks like stone. It looks like a stone pyramid. It doesn't feel like stone. It feels like, almost like hard light. You know what I mean? It's just very smooth in a weird way.
It's like plastic.
Yeah, yeah. But it's steady. It, like, you can't...
It's got that Mass Effect feel.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do we want to go down? Or, like, into the inside or up?
Mm. Up? I mean, the steps are like this, and it's, like, 400 feet in the air, so... Hard to see that as a realistic thing unless you got the climbing gear. So you got the climbing gear and
I also have climbed as my
So I
can make it up there probably pretty quick.
You should probably take a walkie-talkie and maybe kind of...
Yeah, I'll do
if
that.
You want to work the outside and...
I'll work the outside. Right, and I want to hand you that. I want to ask for a walkie-talkie.
Did anyone else want any of the other, any other
equipment? I'm swapping out for proton pack.
Like, you want to get on the bullhorn and use your fast talk to get people to get out of here as quickly as possible?
Sure. Where's the bullhorn?
So now you're just trying to convince everybody that for their own safety they just need to disperse and get out of town? Is it 26? Alright, so you want to tell them to disperse, like to leave or whatever?
Yeah. Tell them to leave the state.
As far away as they can.
Okay,
as you can.
Did you tell them in an alarmist tone? Or
I told them in a very calm and collected manner.
Okay, alright, then they're sort of like, alright, people just sort of start slowly leaving, like at the end of a rock concert, just sort of filing out on their own way. Taking their time, but it looks like most of them are leaving. Now, if you want to get any other piece of equipment, you're more than welcome to.
From where we're standing, no sign of Ray or Egon.
No. This is still the same day. It hasn't been overnight, you know what I mean? Like, this is still the same day that they talked to you.
I thought they were going to arrive at like 6 p.m.
No, they were coming the next morning.
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't take
There's no beach kit. Where is the beach,
beach
kit? Right
the beach
now?
Kit's in the car, you but we you know, you don't know where the car is right now.
Oh, I thought you. Okay.
Yeah.
You should keep that slot empty.
Okay.
In case we need the beach kit.
All right.
Well, I'm going up from the outside.
So you want to start going up on the outside?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You start the long climb, and you guys are going to go into like one of these side doorways or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey guys, remember that time we tricked him in going up so he won't break shit?
Hey, do you remember that one time where we could break everything in here and there's no negative repercussions? Probably.
Remember that time when he was carrying a very expensive piece of nuclear equipment on his back, and we sent him alone to climb a precarious ridge.
I'm the best climber, I have climb.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you, or any of your family, ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural illumination needs at nerdyshow.com.
All Nerdy Show programs are listener-supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and keep the EPA off our backs.
You can also follow us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!